Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Final hour, B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP today. I want to remind you, make sure to go check out the B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll question of the day. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. Already a AAA member? Upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. The question, B. Mitch, is how confident are you the Commanders can win with Marcus Mariota at quarterback? Very confident, kind of confident, a little worried. We're going to be 1-2.
I'm going to go with very.
Okay. I would say very confident as well. Make sure you go vote on that.
We got very and kind of. We got 81% with that.
Yeah. I think most people would be fairly confident. So that's not a bad spot to be at. Right now, though, it's 1 o'clock on a Friday. You know what that means. It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything, and it's sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. If you're watching on the 106.7 YouTube stream, B. Mitch is rocking a nice Collars & Co. shirt today.
Yeah.
Looks nice, B. Mitch.
I like it. I hate flimsy collars.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing in
nice,
the world.
Nice, good collar
all
for it.
Your collar all hanging out like it's in the car trying to act like it's in the 70s.
Really nice. Really nice. It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. You want to hop in, ask B. Mitch a question, 800-636-1067. Let's start with, let's go to Joel in Maryland. Joel, what's up?
What's up, Joel?
B. Mitch, it is an honor to speak to a future Hall of Famer. And remember, bro, I want to ride with you when you go out. I know we got to have a party bus, so I'm not sitting in there looking all stupid like, you. Who this dude? So, you know, party bus, and we can have people in there so we can all be enjoying this moment, all right?
All right.
Now, here's my questions. I'm going to take you back to when you went in and played quarterback for the Redskins and they called you in to the game. How mentally prepared were you for that moment? Because I don't know if you were getting snaps during practice. And my follow-up question is, the backup for Mariota, let's all pray that we don't need him. But in the event that we do, will he go through what you went through during that time?
Appreciate it, Joel.
I think they will have a quarterback as a backup to Mariota. So, no, he's not going to go through what I went through. But I had a game plan. I had my own game plan going into that game to the Eagles. People forget that Mark Rippon was already hurt. Stan Humphries was playing and Jeff Rutledge. Both of those guys got hurt. That's why I had to go into the game. If Mark had been healthy, I would have never gone in the game. You know what I mean? So they gave me a game plan that week, and the omen, I guess, is when you gave me a game plan, it happened. Because guess who gave me a game plan later on in my career? The Giants. My last game of my career, guess what I played? Quarterback. Both the quarterbacks got hurt.
So, hey, at least you were ready.
Yeah, right? I was.
At least you were
ready. I was ready for it. But, you know, I think the guys, if they go in today, they will be they'll be ready and be prepared.
Let's get out to Benjamin in Fairfax. Benjamin, ask B. Mitch Anything.
Hey, guys. Great show as always.
Appreciate it.
Just like the Oscars and Emmys, where the nominees and award winners have to kind of do this whole campaign and glad handing and all that stuff behind the scenes in any of those award seasons, are you aware of if the Hall of Fame and their selection committees have any of those types of process where unless you advocate for yourself or do X, Y, and Z, you don't get that real consideration?
I don't know. I don't have a clue.
Appreciate it, Benjamin. Yeah, we'll start a full campaign.
You shouldn't have to do that because, it's about what they say. It's about how you play, right?
Yeah, it should be just about your play on the field, which is pretty obvious. You should be in the Hall of Fame. Get out to GA and Springfield.
Not very good at the glad-handed thing, though.
GA, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. So my question is this, Mitch. What year did Darryl Green join the Redskins?
That was 81, I think. 81.
So here's the next question to that question. So if that was in 81, they played the Raiders in the Super Bowl, correct, in 84?
He joined the team in 83.
83? So they played the Raiders in 83. What year did they play the Raiders? Because my question is, Darryl ran down a bunch of running backs and wide receivers. When Marcus Allen made that U-turn, where was Darryl?
Let's see. 1983 was, I believe, the year they did lose in the Super Bowl to the Raiders.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
and
a good question.
And he was on the team?
Yeah.
So what? I recall the game, but Darryl ran down a bunch of players.
Yeah.
Where was he at when Marcus made that U-turn and took it to the house? That's my question.
I don't know that one.
We'll have to ask Darryl Green that.
Yeah, we got to find out.
Appreciate you guys, man.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate you, GA.
Good question, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get out to...
I know Eric don't like to hear about it because Eric got walked down.
Let's get out to Ian. Is it Ian or Ian in Landover? What's up, man?
Nothing. How are you?
How you doing,
man? Mitch.
What's up?
My guy. We spoke the other day. You said you was going to buy me lunch if I put on the propaganda and the Dolphins didn't come through. It's all good. But what we going to do...
So you lost?
What we going to do this weekend against the Raiders is we're going to run the ball. And we're gonna play defense as natural.
We're gonna have to.
We're gonna come up to cover two, and we're gonna face them, man to man.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, brother.
800-636-1067. If you want to hop in, it's Ask B Mitch Anything. Let's get out to Jupe. You say the DMWV? Well, is that what this is?
Man, Jupe tripping. Yeah.
Jupe, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? B. Mitch, the legendary Toki.
What's
How
up,
y'all
man?
Fellas feeling?
Chilling,
great,
chilling.
Man.
Ain't much. Hey, look, my question, B. Mitch, is to that Packers game. First of all, they cheated, dog. They had like 15 players on the field. You can't tell me otherwise. Because every time we caught the ball, it seemed like the whole squad and the bench was tackling our guys.
It seemed like that.
but my question is, do you think that maybe Cliff and Gain kind of just fell into that? But before I get to my question, my best analogy is like Kobe, right? I heard many accounts where players was like, I was so amazed, but I got caught just standing there watching. Do you think maybe Cliff kind of fell into that? I know Timothy can make magic happen, and that's why the play calling got so, you know, trashy, as that I should say.
That's what I was saying earlier, that I felt like people got complacent knowing Jaden's capabilities.
Right.
And I think that's everybody. It wasn't just one person. It's everybody.
Appreciate it, Jupe.
So everybody got to come in here ready to play.
100%. Get out to Zeke in Southeast. Zeke, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, B-Mitch?
What's up, brother? Show. How you doing, man?
All right. Hey, to answer the guy's question, when Marcus Allen made that U-turn, remember now, Marcus Allen is an All-Pro, too. Darryl just couldn't catch that brother. He was bad. Because I watched that game and I was like, oh, my God. Right.
He can catch most. They tripping because he didn't catch everybody. What the hell?
Right. He can catch most. But Marcus Allen was his dude, man. I used to love him. But one of the things that if we run the ball, going back to the poll question, I'm a little concerned because it seemed like Cliff is pass happy. We only ran the ball 12 times in that whole game, man. That's unacceptable. I don't care where we are. We cannot run the ball only 12 times the whole game. That way your defense is just back on their heels. They know you're going to pass. They're not even worried about the run game.
Hey,
okay,
Zeke,
that's number one.
You got a question for B-Mitch?
Yeah, here it is right now. B-Mitch, out of all the people you played in golf, right,
uh-huh,
who has your number? I know you're good, but who has your number where you said, man, I can't get past this guy?
Nobody.
Who would that person be?
I knew that was going
to
be his answer.
Nobody has my number to where I don't think I can beat him. No.
Zeke, hopefully.
I mean, no. The question is that have been beating you, that have beaten you a certain time, and you said that ain't going to happen again. Somebody has to have beaten you.
Somebody beat me. I came back and I beat them, so we good.
Zeke, I'm hoping that answer in a couple years is Toby. I'm hoping
Zeke,
that
it won't be Toby.
Let's get out to Steve in Northern Baltimore. Steve, what's up?
Hey, how y'all guys doing, man?
We good, man.
Question for AB. I've been trying to find that gear. Remember a couple of weeks ago somebody said that DQ don't wear Commander's gear, but I sent y'all a picture of him with the burgundy hoodie on.
Okay.
But I can't find that hoodie on the Commander's website. Do you know where DQ get his shirts and his hoodies and stuff
from? Nah, man. I know they give him a lot of stuff over there, but I couldn't tell you where they get it from.
Come on, man. You got the inside hookup, right?
Nah. If I had the inside hookup, I would be buying stuff myself.
Man, them some nice gear, dude. They don't have it. The coaches and the players wear the nice gear that you can't find online. I don't think that's right, man. I want what they got.
I'm like you. If they sporting it, I want it.
Yeah, 100%. Appreciate it, Steve.
Right.
All right, brother.
All right, man. Thank you.
800-636-1067. I've been thinking about this. This is what I want to ask you, B. Mitch.
Yeah.
Who's the most intimidating player you ever played, just in terms of physically imposing?
Reggie White.
Yeah.
And I say that because he was smiling, praying for people. But you know he's going to try to break your damn neck when you get on the football field. You know? And
he's going to beat you up and then pray for you afterwards.
6'6", 315, ran a 4.640. You watch that man he would do that club move.
Yes.
An offensive lineman, 300-plus pounds, will leave the ground. They will go airborne. Jumpy Gathers was another guy who would hit, lock his arm, and lift. He called it the forklift, and just walk offensive lineman to the quarterback. I got in a fight with him.
Did you win?
He had stitches. I didn't.
We'll count that as a win, then. We'll count that as a win. 800-636.
I'm a little crazy. They told me I'm a little crazy.
Well, I knew that. 800-636-1067 if you want to hop in. It's Ask B. Mitch Anything. Let's get out to Ben in Bethesda. Ben, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Brian? Hey, I'm going to switch back to fashion, but not hoodie. I respect you got a good style yourself. So I was going to see how many suits you got in your closet, including tuxedos, and what's the most you ever paid for a suit. All right, let's go, Commanders. We got to rep Marcus. All right, later, bro.
All right, man.
Appreciate it, Ben.
How many suits I have in my closet? I used to have about 75. I don't wear suits anymore very often. So I probably would say I'm about 35, 40. And what was the other question you said?
What's the most you ever spent on a suit?
Oh, the most I ever spent on a suit? $3,500. That's it.
You usually like a gray, black?
I used to, when I was playing, I wore every color.
I like that.
Because we had a fashion show, basically. You know? Started in Washington, went to Philly. Guys suited up. See, like, today these guys walk in like they're going to a damn basketball thing. We came in dressed up. When it got cold, we had overcoats to match everything.
Is that what you would do if you're coaching a team? You're wearing suits and everything to the stadium?
Suits, shoes, styling it, dog.
I like it.
And we had a contest, and then people would judge, and you got the money at that week or not.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? I won a lot. Let you know that. But I used to get a lot of my stuff free. Because when I was in Philly, for sure, I got it free.
Well, that's the benefit of being B-Mitch.
Yeah. You know, you wear this stuff. Hey, man. Come on.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to Gary in Woodbridge. Gary, what's your question for B-Mitch?
Hey, B-Mitch. Sometimes defenses put a spy on a running quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Is it possible that the offense could put a spy on number one, Micah?
It's possible.
Appreciate it, Gary.
But they put him all over the field, so you better. I don't know if that'll help too much, though, because.
I mean, you could probably just, leave a running back in protection and just kind of keep an eye, but.
Yeah, but.
You probably want to chip or double.
He going to run one of those up and unders, and the running back going to trip down the offensive line, and something going to happen.
Yeah, I mean.
Because I watched the other day, it was more than one person trying to block him.
Also, if he gets ahead of steam. Ain't no running back stopping him. He's just going to run right through him.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, but you know what? Slice him up.
That dude is different.
He may not get to the quarterback, though.
Ask B. Mitch Anything, 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Elijah in D.C. Elijah, what's up?
What's going on, B?
What up, man?
I'm curious. How do you think what would a fullback do for Washington so far as with blocking scheme and also having a body between Jaden and the line sometimes? So I feel like that fullback position is kind of diminished. It's how Baltimore, how they continue to use the fullback and why they use him, understanding the type of quarterback that they have, understanding anything can happen back there, and you need to have somebody that has some type of athletic help him out that's not necessarily an offensive lineman all the time. You know, so I'm trying to figure out, do you think they would that could improve them from a run-blocking standpoint and to get some more options underneath for five?
It's appreciate possible Elijah. That it can help, but, you know, some running backs don't feel very comfortable with a fullback in front of them. Some of them do. But the thing of it is, the same thing that fullback does, a tight end can do, a running back can do. You know, so that running back should be in between the D-line and the...
Well, the tough part is, too, if they're not going to go under center,
yeah,
you're not going to run the I formation. Yeah,
the thing of it, like, the majority of offenses do not go under center.
And a lot of teams have that blocking tight end, which John Bates fills that role for Washington.
Totally.
Let's get out to Delta Don. What's up, man? What's your question for B-Mitch?
It's Dump Truck Don, man.
Well, okay, Dump Truck Don. What's your question for B-Mitch?
See, y'all don't know me. Yeah, B-Mitch. Mr. Mitchell, besides collecting all-purpose yards, what do you like to collect? Because some people like me are in the hats, watches, and shoes and stuff.
My collection would be, I was a watch collector, and I would guess I'm collecting golf clubs now, because every time a new driver come out, I got to get it.
What brand watch did you like the most?
I used to like Breitling's.
Okay, Breitling, yeah.
Appreciate it,
Yeah, I like the Breitling's more than I do any other stuff.
My dad
collects Breitling's was a little different, and it could be huge, too. But everybody had Rolex. I had a Rolex. I had some tags. But I actually loved the Breitling's. I had so many damn Breitling's. It was ridiculous.
Real quick, this one could be a little bit crazy, but we got to get this one in.
It's from somebody named Landfill?
No, this one's from Commandante Tequila.
Oh, my Lord.
What's your question, Commandante?
Okay. I have a question for White Brian for B-Mitch. Every time we see the Cowboys play the Giants, my son has a question. My son Alex. All right, here he is.
I don't know.
Alex, what is it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, there we go.
Say it again, Alex.
I don't know what's going on right now.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, Commander. I appreciate it, man. I knew it was going to be a wild ride.
Landfill.
Wanted to give him a chance.
What the hell was that?
I don't know what was going on there, but that's going to wrap it up for Ask B-Mitch Anything, which is brought to you by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. Look like B-Mitch if you'd like to
go
check out Collars & Co. Coming up next, we'll get into Sunday's game, give our predictions for what you're going to see. Not Jaden Daniels on the field. Marcus Mariota going to be under center. How confident are we they can get the win? We'll give you our predictions for the game next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
B. Mitch and Finley on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP today. If you're watching on the stream, White Brian threw up a hilarious graphic in the break there. Said the 2025 Defensive Player of the Year says we'll be right back. You know who the picture was of?
Ooh.
Noah Igbinoghene. Put in there a little war eagle. By the way, last night we were texting about this. White Brian, correct me if I'm wrong. The Miami Dolphins have a corner named Storm Duck.
Yeah.
I believe he's from Auburn, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't
I remember
believe
him coming out of what's called.
Wasn't there some dude, some corner from Auburn that had a weird name? Where's Storm Duck from?
I thought, who's Storm? That's a weird name, though. That name was weird when I first heard it. Storm Duck.
Storm Duck, you think? Going to get into, he went to North Carolina and Louisville. So, no, Storm Duck did not go to Auburn. But there's someone else. I'll have to figure out.
Auburn takes somebody like that, though. They like weird names.
Hey, if he's good, I don't really care what your name is.
They're like Brian. I mean, hell.
Going to get into our predictions for the game coming up on Sunday in just a little bit. But we'd be remiss if we didn't get to Jeff Walker's song for week three. So, without further ado, I know it's the moment that everyone's been waiting for. Here's Jeff Too Funny's song for week three.
So my sole inspiration for this week is the fact that we're playing the Oakland Raiders. They're from the Bay. They're from Cali. So I had to hop in my Cali / Kendrick Lamar bag. And this is it. Week three versus Oakland.
Yeah, we took an L last week. That don't stop us from repping our squad, though. Win, lose, or draw. I'm a true commander.
Yeah, my team beat us. C-O-M-M-A-N-D-E-R-S.
My team beat us.
Or draw. I'm a true commander soldier. Took a nail last week, but the season ain't over. The Raiders selling in, we gon' push the boat over. Them black and gray boys can't survive in Landover. When Austin went down, man, the silence seemed loud. That's okay. Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt make us proud. Next man up, when one go down. Cliff, can you make a damn adjustment this time? Now on the Joe, man, you gotta just do it. Send a blitz on a random mate. Geno looks stupid. Offensive line, watch that movement. Can't go back when the O is moving. C-O-M-M unicate. Gotta be sharp if you wanna be great. Lock in now, make a play. Let's go out and win this game.
Yeah, my team beat us. C-O-M-M-A-N-D-E-R-S.
My team beat us.
C-O-M-M-A-N-D-E-R-S.
You know my team beat us.
C-O-M-M-A.
Your jam, where are all my Mandas fans? Say, hit your dance, this your jam. Where are all my Commanders fans? Hit your dance, this your jam. Where are all my Commanders fans? Hit your dance, this your jam. Where are all my Commanders fans?
Now let's go out here and get this W. Put some more marks in the winner's column. Send these Raiders back out on the ship they came in. Knuckle up records.
I
like the song, but Jeff, they're from Las Vegas now. They got a brand
definitely from Vegas.
They got a brand new stadium and everything.
They're definitely from Vegas. They're not Oakland at all anymore. But I can hear the Kendrick in there.
Yeah, it was smooth. I liked it. Jeff just said they will always be from Oakland to me. But yep, I'm an idiot. We agree. 100%.
I like the song, but we gotta take a lot of points off for not knowing what city the team plays in.
Are the Chargers, when they play, do they play the Chargers later this year? A couple of weeks, actually. Are they always in San Diego?
Yeah.
I actually thought the song was good, though, so credit to Jeff. I thought that was really, really good. Maybe we'll have to play that a little bit later, or I think you can pick that up somewhere or check it back on the stream or whatnot. But predictions for Washington against Vegas, not Oakland. Washington against Vegas coming up on Sunday. What do we got for predictions? We'll go around the room. Mariota going to get the start. We know that he was really solid in relief last year. Is he going to be able to do the same this year? B-Mitch, what do you think?
Three touchdowns and a field goal, 24-20.
24-20 Washington?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm I'm thinking this one's going to be a little low scoring. I'm going to go, I think they cover. I'm going to go 20-13, Washington. I think the defense is going to show up in this when they need them. I think the defense shows up and gets the win. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in, give your predictions. Lamphill, what do you got? What's your prediction for this Sunday with Mariota at quarterback?
I'm also kind of thinking low scoring. I think that there will be a lot of running the ball. You remember, was it Bill Callahan after Jay Gruden got fired when he was the interim coach and those games were going, they were just ridiculously quick games? I think this could be a quick game because I think there could be a lot of running the ball. I'm going to go Commanders 17-10.
17-10. All right. So we all got wins. White Brian, I know you're a Giants fan.
Oh, you going to hate on this.
What do you got for Sunday? What's your prediction?
Yeah, I think the Marcus Mariota revenge game factor isn't being talked about enough. I'm going Commanders 21, Vegas 17.
Okay. I like it. So we all got wins. It is a Marcus Mariota revenge game. Now, ironically, B-Mitch, if Mariota has to start back-to-back games, if Jaden's not able to get back out on the field in week four, it would be against the two teams that Marcus Mariota last played for, Vegas and Atlanta. Yeah. And the Atlanta one would be interesting because a Mariota revenge game against Vegas, I don't think is that big of a deal.
Atlanta,
when he just...
It was documented with the quarterback show.
It was so funny, just up and left. And that's why I was a little worried when he came here. I was like, is that the guy you went around? And he's been a great guy. He's been great to help out with Jaden. But yeah, that'll be funny. But I think, again, we were going through some of the keys to this game. If you can win in the trenches up front, like you've talked about on both sides of the football, you know, and that's going to be a tough matchup. We haven't really talked a ton about Connerly today. Do you think at some point they have to go to Wiley, or is it something that if you can help him enough?
He's going to get better as the year goes on. He's not going to be perfect. And the people that expect him to be perfect that early, nah. He was a very good player. Very good player in college. He's going against grown-ass men now.
Yeah, and he struggled.
So he has to learn a little something.
He struggled in week two. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
There were some struggles in week one, but I actually thought he played okay in week one. So I think it'd be a little bit hasty to pull him out. I don't know that Wiley's a big-time upgrade like some people are talking about. Not to say that he's bad, and he probably is better at the moment just because of the veteran presence, and he kind of understands. And going up against a guy like Max Crosby. But the thing is, B-Mitch, I mean, this is the National Football League.
Yeah.
You face good players every week, so you can't just pick and choose your spots. Because if you're trying to pick and choose your spots where you don't face good rushers on the edge, then he's not going to play.
Yeah, totally. Like, the thing about Wiley was he had problems last year at the tackle position. He's played much better this year at the guard position, but he had problems at the tackle position too, and he has experience. So, you know. Give him a little time. Give him a little time.
Sounds like no John Bates or Noah Brown. Each of those guys, let's start with John Bates. How big of a loss do you think it is not having him, assuming he's not going to be able to suit up?
That's a huge loss because John is the guy who basically helps your run game go. John also helps you in the pass game where he can block and help out. So that's going to be a huge loss.
Bates, they seem to love to, obviously as a blocker, and I think we could, I didn't appreciate Bates enough. Going back and watching some of these games, I didn't appreciate him enough. You watch him now, I think everyone kind of understands what he is. He is a spectacular blocking tight end.
Hell yeah.
But one thing that they always did a good job of last couple of years, especially last year, was that fourth quarter when he's been blocking all game, that's when he'd do the little fake block and slip out, and he's open on third and six across the middle and pick those things up. They're going to miss some of that.
Yeah.
Big opportunity for Sinnott to step up in that role. How about Noah Brown? This is a big opportunity for some of these other guys. I would assume that Chris Moore, he just
the
got
the physical aspect of Noah is going to be missed because Noah beats up cornerbacks.
Yeah.
So
and he's big in the – part of the reason that I like bringing him back, although, you know, he is injury prone, part of the reason I liked it is they love to throw the stuff underneath, the screens, the bubbles, different stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's great at getting out on the edge and blocking some of those corners to set up some of those screen plays. But you've got opportunities now. Jalen Lane's going to have to play – Moore, Luke McCaffrey, Chris
Your
Moore.
V-Tech.
Big fan of Lane. And we haven't seen him get featured too much on the offensive side. We've seen him, obviously, in special teams. And I think you can immediately see the impact he can make as a punt returner. That's obvious.
He has some good plays in the game against Green Bay.
Very much so. Yeah. And I think that was one of the few bright spots, frankly, against Green Bay was his ability as a punt returner. But which of those guys do you think steps up? Obviously, Terry and Debo have to play well. You think it's a Chris Moore kind of filling a little
more? I think Moore gets the first opportunity because of his experience, veteran experience. But I still think Jalen is going to constantly get more and more every week.
Yeah.
He proves it to him in practice. He can play, and I believe he'll get more opportunities.
Yeah, I think the one thing is Jalen Lane is more of a slot guy. He can play outside. He's still kind of learning some of those things. But, again, big opportunities for some of the guys they drafted last year with Sinnott kind of filling in for Bates. And I would assume Luke McCaffrey is going to maybe get a little bit more run. And everyone talks about the separation and all these things. Luke McCaffrey always grades well with separation score for whatever reason. Maybe it's time he can step up into a big spot. The other interesting part about this, we talked about getting that run game established. How do you think this run game plays out? Do you think that Kroski Merritt, obviously last week he had four carries. He's going to have more than that.
I think Kroski Merritt is going to be the initial guy. Then I think McNichols will back up because of his capability of running and catching the ball at the backfield. I think Chris Rodriguez gets some plays.
I'd love to see him get some work.
Yeah.
And, you know, in those short yardage spots down at the goal line.
Like, for me, if the guy goes in the game and he's ball, if Kroski Merritt is balling, keep giving it to Kroski Merritt. You know what I mean? If Rodriguez comes in, he starts to do it, then you go with him. Whoever is working, that's what I want to see working.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I liked about their backfield. Now, obviously, losing Eckler kind of hurts them, but I kind of liked the fact that going into the year, it wasn't, okay, you got to feed this guy. He's got to get his 15 touches. It's, all right, if Kroski Merritt's got to go in this game, keep feeding him. Yeah, if McNichols got it going, I think that's how it's going to be in this game, is whoever's got everything rolling, that's who you can roll with. It'll be interesting to see how exactly it is, but like we talked about, it's going to be up front. It's up to the guys up front. Josh Connerly is someone that we focused on, but Brandon Coleman didn't have his best game. But this group is still gelling.
I don't think anybody had their best game in that game.
No one did. But this whole group is still gelling, and I think this is a big opportunity for them. You know, Max Crosby, like we talked about with some of the guys from Vegas over the last couple of days, it's not like you can just look past the other guys. You know, Tyree Wilson's a former first-round pick. You look at some of the other dudes up there, they've got some guys. So this front five of their offensive line going up against their front four, that's going to be a big-time matchup. If Washington wins both lines of scrimmage, they're 1-0 this year. If they lose the line of scrimmage, they're 0-1. So that's going to be a massive part of this one. We'll wrap things up
next.
Win
in the trenches, baby.
Yes, sir. We'll wrap things up next. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley on The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Ready to fire up your Saturdays? FanDuel has got a boost you don't want to miss. It's called Boosting with the Boys, and it's giving everyone a college football profit boost every single week. So here's how it works. Each week, we're giving everyone a profit boost to use on college football. No opt-in gymnastics, no invite-only nonsense. Everyone gets the boost. We're talking real games, real teams, real Saturdays with an extra payout on the line. It's easy, it's fun, and it's only on FanDuel. So go to FanDuel.com/Brian to download the app. Check out the Boosting with the Boys offer and get in on the action. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Final couple minutes of the week here on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP today. Want to talk about this Tush Push thing here in just a second, but also want to remind you that Grant and Danny are out and about today for their Friday field trips. They're out in Reston today at Craft House, Reston Town Center. So if you're out and about, get off work a little bit early. They'll be out there 2 to 6:30, so go check out Grant and Danny out in Reston today, Craft House. Should be a good time out there. But before we get to Heard It Here First to wrap up the week, B. Mitch, did you see this news about the tush push that the NFL basically sent out a memo
that they
around
watch
the league
it better?
To watch the...
What the hell took them so long?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, come on, everybody else saw it. Why are they just seeing it?
Do you think that the play should be banned, period?
I think if the play as it is, yes, because it's too many wrong things going. If they line up and they stay all inside and all that type of stuff, no. But if they keep allowing them to line up in the neutral zone and offside,
and
moving,
start, yeah.
then yes, you gotta ban that. If the referees aren't capable of refereeing it, then just get rid of it.
I forget what game it was. I wish I could remember. I don't know if it was a Chargers game. It was someone with a big quarterback, so I think it was the Chargers game. They were backed up, and they were going to run the tush push just to give themselves a little bit of room at their own goal line.
Uh-huh.
And they lined up, and you watched the ref walk in and tell the offensive line to scoot back.
Yeah.
They told the guards and tackles, move back. Why don't they ever do that to Philly?
Because they are idiots.
See, I think that all assisting a ball carrier, I'm curious your thoughts, I think all assisting a ball carrier should be gone.
Well, it was at one point. It was illegal.
I don't know why
now,
it ever changed.
Now, all of a sudden, but like the thing of it is, they don't really push Jalen. They lift him and push him across the pile.
Yeah.
Which, that's totally, I think that should be illegal.
I just don't get it. And my least favorite thing that we have
but
to do.
But the fact that they are addressing it and looking at it closely means, like, you know, they say they're going to address, they're going to come back at it again. They're going to get rid of it eventually.
Yeah, 100%. But the thing that I think is interesting about it is my favorite bit that broadcasters do when they're calling games, B-Mitch, is when a running back runs it up the middle, gets stuffed, and then the pile starts moving, and it's all the linemen. But they go, oh, man, look at the running back push the pile. That running back might
not
even be on the ground.
That running back ain't pushing
the
nobody.
Running back's not doing
his
anything.
His feet not even touching the ground.
Right. It's all the offensive linemen.
I have learned that most broadcasters are full of crap. They talk about stuff that's not on the game. I'm being honest with you. They see stuff that is not on the game.
Yeah.
Like that. Running back pushing the ball. His feet aren't touching the ground.
Yeah, he's so if stood
he,
up,
if
literally.
If he could stand up in the midair and push the ball, I want him on my team.
That dude's got superpowers, literally. I don't know how he's doing it. Yeah, I'm interested to see, though, if they start litigating this and being a little more strict on the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Will that hurt their effectiveness? I think Philly's still going to be the most effective team at it, but
they'll
I
be
don't
the a team at it. But if they start getting penalties on it, they're going to stop doing it. Because if they get a penalty on third and one or two, and now they got third and seven, they're not going to run it.
Yeah, and I think darn near, you know, they ran it what, seven times against the Chiefs. I think that watching that Chiefs game, I think at the end of the year, that's it for this.
Everybody pissed off at the Chiefs and Pat Mahomes. You should be happy because they're the only reason that the league looking at it.
That and Frankie Louvu jumping over the pile.
They didn't. They still voted as legal. After
I don't. I don't get it. And they need how many votes do they need? Like 24? They got like what 21 or something?
They got right there. 22, 23.
I don't get it. I don't even know how it's still in the game. But hopefully, if it's officiated correctly, hopefully it's not nearly as effective, and Philly doesn't get away with their. Whatever they do, because it's not
false starts.
Yeah,
all the time.
It's not a fair play when they're lining up offsides and false starting. Let's wrap up the week with Heard It Here First.
We don't know.
Landfill won the week.
You gonna take a victory parade, Landfill?
Landfill, what you gonna do with your victory?
I'm gonna hang out
and take a nap.
I'll definitely take a nap.
You know what his strategy was this week, B. Mitch?
What?
Fading the Nationals.
Wow. That's very hard to do.
What are you going to do when the national season is over?
That's a skilled way of doing it.
I'll have to start actually thinking about my picks.
I don't even know if I hit last night. Did the Yankees beat the Orioles?
You took Rice and they covered.
Oh. I took Rice because I said they beat your Raging Cajuns.
I don't like you now, Toby.
Fight him, B. Fight
now,
him.
CK, I don't want Toby working with me no more. He's trying to crash on my... You can't crack on nobody football team.
Well, that's true.
Your team sucks.
That's a good point. $3 tickets.
Hey, hire D'Angelo Hall.
Yeah, then they won't suck. Then I got to cheer for them.
Yeah, hire D. Hall. Maybe we can get this thing figured out. Appreciate everybody that listened to the program today. Appreciate D'Angelo Hall for joining us. You'll see him on Sunday. He's a legend of the game. Appreciate him joining us at 11 o'clock. He told us, hire me. That'll fix Virginia Tech football.
I believe they'll get it done.
Appreciate Hondo Carpenter for joining us at noon. Real confident. He said if Mariota starts that the Raiders will win, so we'll see if that comes to pass. None of us think that, though. Mariota going to start for the Commanders on Sunday. We all predicted a win. Coming up next, Grant and Danny live out in Reston at Craft House. Make sure you keep it tuned to the fan or go join them out at Craft House in Reston.
What if I go throw popcorn at them?
Maybe we will.
I go out there and throw peanuts at them while they're talking.
It won't be distracting at all. For B. Mitch, I'm Toby. Thanks for listening. Grant and Danny up next.
Or just take White Brian. Throw him at him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.